This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Stoke don't really have anything to play for, but they still managed to beat Southampton last weekend. And Sunderland's 1-0 win against Newcastle a couple of weeks ago is looking like a false dawn, because they were thrashed by Crystal Palace. That was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, that game against Crystal Palace? I just wonder whether that break has done Sunderland the world of good, and Dick Advocaat, who's not been there very long, might be able to engineer something here. But they look so poor, don't they, Sunderland? Do. Every time I see them, you think they're the worst team in the Premier League.
I mean, it's an unfortunate thing, but it's a toss-up between them and Newcastle, isn't it? The North East is going through the doldrums at the moment. That performance against Crystal Palace, wow. I mean, it was just shocking. I could go into all sorts of stats and all that, but I think Stoke at 10 to 11 are a great bet. I really do. They're just beating Southampton. You know, Southampton are obviously a much better team than Sunderland. They scored two past Southampton, who, got one of the best defences in the Premier League. So I see no reason to be greedy or go for anything else. I think you could go Stoke and over 2.5, because if Stoke score, Sunderland will have to come out and attack and go for it to try and get back in the game, because it's getting towards the stage now where Sunderland, they're on that classic Ronism, the Glass Mountain, aren't they? They are the Glass Mountain team. 29 points, so three above bottom and only a point above the drop zone, with a much worse goal difference than Hull or Leicester.
Yep.
It's even worse than QPR's, and only two better than Burnley's. So, you know, Sunderland could still finish bottom of this pile. Stoke, 10 to 11.
Stoke at 10 to 11, and Derek Lee mentioned there it's not good for the North East at the moment, but the only thing I reckon cheering the Sunderland fans up is Newcastle are just as bad.
Yeah, I mean, they could actually finish higher than Newcastle the way things are going. They'll have to improve an awful lot, because there's a few points separating at the moment. But that's how bad Newcastle are. Sunderland are shocking, there's no doubt about it. But you look at their away form, you know. They've only lost six away from home. Aston Villa have lost 10. Newcastle have lost 10. They don't lose that often on the road, really, considering how bad they are. Quite remarkable. And the thing about Stoke is, I always look for clues from what the manager has to say after the game. And I remember Mark Hughes in a recent game saying, we've got so many home games left, you know, we'll be giving it our all in that. Given almost his players carte blanche to take the foot off the gas away from home, but, you know, really doing it for the home fans. So you've got to take notice of that. But the odds on here. I can't back Stoke at odds on when last week I was getting almost 3-1 for them to beat Southampton. We've missed a boat on them here. So, well, I haven't, because I were in my acca. But, you know, any other punts that come to the party. Didn't I mention it? No, I'm going to go for another, my old favourite, 0-0 draw here. Because the thing is, Sunderland are in dire straits, but they're on 29 points. They're still 3 points away from the drop zone. And a point here and there, points in, you know, tricky away fixtures. You can imagine it might just get them out of trouble. They're not going to give anything away. Stoke, we have try to break them down for the first hour. Ain't happening. Oh, God, you know, take it easy now. I can see this finishing 0-0.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.